This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, I'm joined here at Buffalo River Works with Jimmy Eat World. So happy to have you back here in Buffalo.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. Well, the Alt family, very, very excited to see you guys tonight. And this is our second night of TKBC. And it's funny because I had reached out to, like, you know, our listeners on Twitter and stuff and, you know, said, you know, we'd be doing an interview with you guys. And I got a lot of responses back that just said, I want to thank Jimmy Eat World for getting me through heartbreak, hard times, difficult times. And that is something that came up across the board a lot. And I just want to know how you feel that, you know, about your music touching people like that.
Well, you never really know how something is going to be interpreted once you put it out there, and it's flattering that anyone really pays attention, but the fact that some people have experiences like that is just it's just awesome. It's really cool. We appreciate, you know, people making what we do a part of you know, their experience.
Yeah, because it's something so personal to all of you. And so I just thought it was really cool, you know, that people, of all things that they could have said, you know, I want to ask them, they'd rather just thank you. And so I thought that was really, really a testament to your music. And even our jocks here talk about how it's motivational, you know, and they love that part of it
as
well.
That's cool. That's really nice.
Yeah, and it's funny, too, because obviously the middle, it still resonates with everyone. And so how do you feel about the legacy that the middle has?
it's very flattering. You know, the fact that, like, a song that is, I don't know, like 15 years old now, 2001, something like that, that it's still connecting with people and still finding an audience. It's just, I mean, it's not something we ever expected. It's just great, you know. I mean, when we play it, when we perform it, it still gets a crazy reaction from people, and you know, that's why we're here.
Well, and being a band for 23 years, I mean, you guys have a lot of material, and so I'm wondering, with your older material, like, do you feel you still connect with it yourselves, or has it changed the meaning for you now? Like,
I think every night we go on stage with. You know, you sort of have to kind of clear your head of everything before you go on. And then it doesn't matter, like, what kind of day you had or how many times you might have, you know, how many shows you've had in a row. It's like you treat every time you perform as a unique experience and just kind of let it evolve and show itself to you as you go on. And that, I think, makes it easier to find a place that you can connect personally with all the material, and I think that translates to how people pick up on it.
So how do you get in that right headspace? What are things you do to clear your head and get ready to, you know, go out on stage? And
a lot of Rick has a special brush he uses on his hair. He likes grooming.
So is it like what is this special brush? Like, do we need to get one?
It's a camel hair. It's fine.
Camel hair.
Fine, dried, very, very short-cut camel hair.
So you just need a special brush.
It's more for how it feels than,
okay,
you know, it's a
so it's more
thing.
Like a massage.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
Puts me in the right frame of mind, Jim. What are you, what's your thing?
I just watch you brush your hair, dude. It's really zen. It's really calming. It's very calming to watch you brush your hair. And
what about for you guys? Like, how do you get in the right headspace to go out there every night?
We need to pump up. Well, actually, we got semi-serious one.
We listen to music. We have a playlist of songs that we have that we sort of shuffle before we play.
So of course I'm going to ask you what's on the playlist.
Okay, so we have there's like a handful of like Motley Crue songs on there. There's like Motorhead is on there.
Def Leppard.
We don't have any.
We have like Love Bites as the come down music after a lot of like the Hysteria slow jams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the after show, we have like a, like Jim said, like a bunch of like 80s like ballads.
See, and I am like an 80s. I was not born in the 80s, but that I would love to go and live that, because that music is, I love the hair bands. Like, you can say what you want, but they are my favorite. So, yeah, the Hysteria album, very, very good for Def Leppard. So, yeah, we're having this conversation right now.
Yeah.
No, that's no comment. You're like, oh my gosh, she really likes this. This is an alternative station.
No, I mean, Pyromania is one of the first cassettes I ever bought.
Well, and that's how you were inspired to start playing guitar, right? You heard Photograph. That's the rumor mill.
At the birth of MTV era, where it was just like heavy metal videos and like, you know,
awesomeness.
Like the Foolin' video, where he's running around with a sword. It was like, dude, I want to play guitar. I know, I got to bring swords back.
Into rock and roll,
right? Lightning swords.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So, you know, we talked a little bit about your old stuff, you know, your older material. But the thing is, you know, you just had your 9th studio album come out last year. It's been a year, 2016. But not only that, Friday, you're dropping the acoustic EP for Integrity Blues.
This is true.
And so what is it like to do those songs stripped down?
You know, those are versions of Integrity Blues songs that we've kind of collected over the course of being on tour. And, you know, I think it works. It's fun. It's different, you know.
Definitely those songs I see acoustically, too. Like, so it makes sense to have that.
If a song works stripped down, I think you're good.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of... you know, the way it sounds, like the production you use, that can play a role in how you know, you want to hear something in your head and you're working to create it. But if it doesn't stand up, but just you playing acoustic guitar, then you should think about it, your song.
Yeah. Not going to work.
Bit. Yeah.
So, you're not even finished with the current tour yet. And you guys just released a whole new slew of tour dates too. So you're pretty busy.
There's no real clocking out of this gig.
No.
It's just kind of, you just go.
So what's your favorite part of being on the road?
I think seeing new places. We always get excited when we're able to go somewhere that we've never been before.
Any particular place stick out in mind right now?
This last year, we were able to go to South America for the first time.
Cool.
And play the Lollapalooza festivals down there. And that was insane. That was great.
Yeah, I bet that's got to be really cool to see that whole experience in itself.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, and we've been doing this long enough to we realize that that's like the luxury way to go in for the first time.
True.
You know, we appreciate it.
Yeah. What about for the rest of you guys? What's the favorite part of being out on tour?
Well, one thing I really appreciate about it is that every day is unique. There's a similarity between everything, because you're doing a gig, you're playing your songs, but just like Jim was saying, you zero yourself out so you can allow the gig to become its thing. They're all different, you know. You could play the same set list, but you're with different people in a different room in a different place, and it's gonna be unique. And I really appreciate that. It's always a surprise.
Same for you, all of you, or?
I like going out and getting some good food.
To the right place with Buffalo.
If we're in like Maine or something, going and getting
He's
seafood.
Like, yeah, no, seafood's
yeah,
like better.
Oh. Wings. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're kind of known for the wings. Yeah. You got to get some while you're here, obviously.
Yeah. So if we were to get some.
Where would you go? Okay, so if you're going to ask me, I think Duff's. Yeah, Duff's is really good. I heard Swanee House has really good wings.
We're in the Gabriel's Gate, I think.
They're what?
I think we prefer Gabriel's Gate. At least I do. I prefer Gabriel's Gate. I went there when I was a little kid. And
okay.
Then I went back there again like last year when we came through here. And I had it again, and it was exactly like I remembered it.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. So do you not think that Gabriel's Gate is as good as Duff's?
Well, I've never had it.
Really?
So I can't, like, I'm not going to be that person because I never had it. So we'll have to get wings in here and try them. Yeah. It will. And if you really, do you really want to send them overboard right now? Okay. It's blue cheese here. No ranch. So I hope that you don't put ranch on
your
wings.
We ordered ranch for tonight's wings.
It'd be like this
We'll edit that out. They're not going to.
We're from Arizona, man. We don't know.
If you want to see them go into chaos and freak out. So last week we had our first TKBC, right, with New Politics, and they mentioned Buffalo Wild Wings, and it almost got like a unanimous boo.
That's like
because
going
it's
to
just not like, yes, like, they were from Buffalo, but it's just not the same thing.
That's like looking for the Outback restaurant in Sydney or something.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't do that tonight. So, you know, unless you want booze with the ranch dressing. But anyway, this is a holiday show. So I do want to ask you, you know, of course, Last Christmas, you have that wonderful cover of that. You think you could crank that out for tonight?
Maybe.
Maybe surprise us with that.
Let's see what we can do. We haven't played that actually in a year, so it's time.
Yes, maybe we could get you to practice that like before, and then it is the season to be jolly.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. No.
We're gonna run through this real quick and then we'll come back in like 5 minutes.
Hey, that will work, and the venue will love you for it.
Sure,
if we just
run through it once before we play it on stage, maybe. Hey guys, okay, I think we got it now. Let's do it again. That'd be so great. I mean,
well,
right, yeah, talk amongst yourselves for 4 minutes. Here we go.
I think you guys could pull it off, right? No.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Sure.
I don't know. Anyway, it's a great tune, and we're so, so excited to have you here in Buffalo tonight for TKBC.
Thanks.
So the Alt family can't wait to see you. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.